Today's daf is Erev and daf Yud Zayin, and we are 15 lines from the bottom of daf Tez Zayin Amid Beis, the two dots, Makifim Bekonim V'chulu. Today's daf is being learned as a Zuchus Refuah Shalema V'Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza, and today's daf is being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Reb Chaim Elazar Ben Rav Tuvya Gedalia, and Le'ilui Nishmas Maros Chava Feiga Basi Bodo L'Chaim Toivim Reb Shmaya. So the last two Mishnayos discuss some very important halachas as it relates to what the definition of a mechitza is. We saw the idea that a mechitza has to be at least 10 tefachim tall. We learned the halach of oymen meruba la paritz, which is kosher, paritz meruba la oymed, which is a problem, paritz ki oymed, which is a big time machloikis between Rav Papa and Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua. And the Gemara said that even though tiufta the Rav Papa tiufta, but hilchas a kavase the Rav Papa, we paskin that paritz ki oymed is mutter. Additionally, we saw a halacha regarding people that were traveling with a caravan, and they want to spend Shabbos in a valley. They want to spend Shabbos, halachically speaking, in a Carmelis. So the Mishnah gave different ideas that they can do to try to improvise and create mechitzos so that they'll be able to carry beyond Dalet Amos. The Mishnah said if they want to take all their kli behema, they can use the camels themselves, the saddles, the cloths, they can take their packages and they can make mechitzos that way. Additionally, they can take ropes and take these ropes and circle an area, and the inside of that area is going to have the din of a Rishos HaYachid. Now, the Mishnah stated those halachas, particularly the last halacha, which is that if the people want to take ropes and circle an area, they can, and thereby they will create a Rishos HaYachid, or they can take konim, poles, and surround an area and create a Rishos HaYachid in the context of a Shayara. A Shayara is a caravan, it's a group of people that are traveling together. And at the end of the Mishnah, on Daf Tezayin Amid Beis, the Mishnah brought a Machloikis Tanam, which is going to take us through the first part of the Daf. B'Shayara Dibru, Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said that the Mishnah was talking about a Shayara B'Dafka, because this halacha was said only regarding a Shayara. The Chachamim were Mekel for a Shayara, and it's only for a Shayara that this is okay. What's the Kula? The Kula is that this Mechitza is a mechitza garua. The reason it's a mechitza garua is because in the case where you have ropes, all you have is a horizontal mechitza. In the case where you have konim, all you have is a vertical mechitza. If you have only the shesi or only the erev, so that's considered a mechitza garua. A mechitza ma'ula, a proper mechitza, would have the shesi and it would have the erev. So this that the Mishnah said you can use ropes, which is only the horizontal mechitza. This that the Mishnah said that you can use poles, which is only the vertical mechitza. That's only b'shayara, said Rabbi Yehuda. But if, as it relates to someone else that's spending Shabbos in a Carmelis, he wouldn't be able to do it. The Chachamim said, no, when the Mishnah said Shayara, it's lavdafka. But usually, who would call a rabbi and ask this question? A group of people that are traveling together. People don't usually travel by themselves. It's usually a caravan. And as a result, usually this Shayla would come up in the context of a Shayara. That's why the Mishnah was talking about a Shayara. But halachically speaking, Shayara is lavdafka. The Mishnah continued and said, there's a third Shita. And that's the shita of Rabbi Yossi bin Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi bin Rabbi Yehuda said that anytime you have a mechitza that's not shesi and erev, meaning it's only one or the other, the halach is ein a mechitza. And the implication is that even a shayara, meaning three shitas, we have the shita of Rabbi Yehuda that says that either shesi or erev, either the ropes or the poles are going to work, but only by a shayara. We have the shita of the chachamim that lo dibru b'shayara ela b'hoiva, but Shayara is lav dafka, it's true for anyone that's traveling. And then we have the other extreme, which is not Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda's son, Rabbi Yossi bin Rabbi Yehuda, who said that no, Shesi or Erev alone is never going to work. Incidentally, the Mishnah mentions a fourth shita, the Chachamim Oimrim Echad Mishnei Dvarim, but the Gemara is going to explain what the shita of the Chachamim is. It's not really a fourth shita. So again, three shitas as it relates to a mechitza that's either Shesi or Erev. It's not both. As a result, it's a mechitza garua. Can you use it? We had a whole Mishnah that seems to suggest you can. Stating that is three sheets. According to Rabbi Yehuda, only a Shayara. According to Chacham, anyone can use it. According to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, nobody could use it. Zok de Gemara. The Mishnah said, b'shayari in, b'yachidlai. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that only a shayara is allowed to use this mechitza garua. But anybody else is not allowed to. Tanya, we're going to the Bryce. Rabbi Yehuda said, kol mechitza Shabbos, lo yihi tiru lu yachid. As it relates to mechitzas of Shabbos, all mechitzas, even a mechitza garua, that's the kol mechitzas. Even a mechitza garua, a yachid is allowed to use. However, he's not allowed to use yoyser mi beis hasayin. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda is saying in English that if a person circles an area with a mechitza garua, it's okay. However, he can only carry up until base sasayim. What's base sasayim? A base saw is 2,500 square amas, which means sasayim is times two, it's going to be 5,000 square amas. So up until 5,000 square amas, a yachid would be allowed to carry if he's in an area that's surrounded by mechitzos geruah. What's the kasha? In the Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the only time you're allowed to carry with a mechitza geruah is if it's a shayara. The reason the Mishnah was talking about a shayara is not because usually it would be negeya shayara. No, because it's only negeya shayara. Because la halacha, shayara, which is a group of people, it's a rabbin, the chachamim would make all. But as it relates to a yachid, an individual, it's never going to be okay. Here we have a mefurish b'raisa that says not that way. The b'raisa says again, kol mechitzas, kol means even a mechitza garua, lehitira liyachid, we're clearly talking about a yachid, yoysim beis hasayim. Okay, so more than beis hasayim is not okay, but up until beis hasayim is okay. So the Gemara says, you have to say, k'd amr Rav Nachman v'tem rabibi barabai. We're going to have to apply a teretz that Rav Nachman v'tem rabibi barabai said to a different kasha, to answer this kasha as well. What did Rav Nachman v'tem Rabbi Rabbi say? You have to say that when the Mishnah said that b'shayara dibru divrei Rabbi Yehuda, it didn't mean that only a shayara is allowed to carry in a mechitza garua. No, even a yachid is allowed to carry in a mechitza garua. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said in the Braisa. What then did the Mishnah mean when it said b'shayara dibru? Only a shayara is allowed to carry even yoysim mibeis hasayim. Meaning there's a difference between a shayara and a yachid, but the difference is not whether you can carry or cannot carry. The difference is whether you can carry up until beis hasayim, or whether you can carry even yoysim mibeis hasayim. A yachid can carry up until beis hasayim. B'shayara dibru, divrei Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, that a shayara is even allowed to carry yoysim mibeis hasayim. Who said this teretz? Rav Nachman, some say Rabbi Bibi Rabbi, to answer a different question. So we're applying what Rav Nachman, Vitei Rabbi Rabbi said to answer a different question to our question, our very simple, straightforward steer in Rabbi Yehuda. Zok de Gemara, Vehecha itmar, the Rav Nachman v'Tamer Rabbi Barabai. So we're applying this teretz that was said to a different question. What was that other question? The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, our Mishnah, called Mechitza Shein Nishal Shasi Vishal, Remein Mechitza, Divi Rav Yosi v'Rav Yehuda. Rav Nachman v'Tamer Rabbi Barabai was coming to answer a stira, not in Rabbi Yehuda, but rather in Rabbi Yosi v'Rav Yehuda. The first Rabbi Yosi v'Rav Yehuda is our Mishnah. What did Rabbi Yosi v'Rav say in the Mishnah? That if you have a mechitza, it's not chassis, it's not erev, you're not allowed to use it as well, at all. Faith thing went me up, Rabbi Yosi v'Rav Yehuda, hachi. But then we learned in another braisa, echad yachid, echad shayara, l'chavolin. A yachid and a shayara allowed to use ropes. What does it mean that allowed to use ropes? They can use a mechitza, even if it's only a horizontal mechitza. So what then is the difference between a yachid and a shayara? Yachid, noisim, loy, beis hasayim. A yachid gets beis hasayim. Shnaim, if there are two people, also Noisla and Beis Hasayim. They get up to Beis Hasayim. This 5,000 square amas. Gimel, once there's three people, Nasu Shayar. So the definition of a Shayar, we've seen this price is three people. The Noisla and Beis Sheish, and they get up to six. So, Divrei, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. The Chamer say, Echad Yachad, Echad Shayar. It doesn't matter if you're Yachad or Shayar. Noisla and called Sarkin can get all the room that you want, which is what the Chum said in the Mishnah, you always get called Sarkon. Ubelvad, here we have an Haisafa, which we'll explain later, Shalayehe Beis Hasayim Pani. You just have to make sure that you don't have leftover room of Beis Hasayim. But what do we want? We have a Stira in Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. In our mission, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda said that if you have a Mechitza, that's only Shasir or only Erev. It's a Mechitza Garua. It's in a Mechitza. It doesn't work. And here we have a Braisa where Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda said in the Furish, not that way. He said a Yachid, which is defined by one person or two people, can use a Mechitza Garua, if it only is chavala, meaning it's only the horizontal, but only up until Beis Hasayim. A Shayara can use it even up to six up, but the bottom line is you can use it. So in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yisrael said it's not a mechitza, and here in the Braisa he said it is a mechitza. What's the teretz? This is where Rav Nachman v'Tamer, Rabbi Rabbi said the teretz lo nitzrucha elo liten lahen called Sarkon. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, when he said it's not a mechitza, he meant it's not a mechitza for called Sarkon. You want to use it called Sarkon? No, for that it's not going to be a mechitza. In the Braisa, Rabbi Yisrael wasn't discussing called Sarkon. He wasn't discussing using it indiscriminately, being able to close off an area that's as long and as far as you want it to go. No, we're limiting it to Beis Hasayim or maybe Siksa. Oh, that already Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is willing to negotiate. That he's willing to discuss. That I agree. Yachid Shnayim up until Beis Hasayim. Three people can even get up until Siksa. So this principle, this vart, to be mechalik between kol tzarkin and not kol tzarkin, that Rav Nachman v'tem Rabbi Barabbaya said to answer the stira in Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara applied to answer the stira in Rabbi Yehuda as well. So just to recap what we have over here. In the Mishnah, we had three shittas, but the Gemara just completely reinterpreted what the Mishnah meant. In the Mishnah, we had the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that said that the halacha that you can use a mechitza geruah, it's either shesi or erev, was only b'shayara. The Chachamim said, no, even not a shayara. Any yachid can use such a mechitza. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda said, you can never use it. After the Gemara's clarification, what emerges is that the Mishnah was talking about using it indiscriminately. Meaning, closing off an area that's a mile long. Making it as long as you want it to be. Oh, if you want it to be indiscriminate, meaning you want to make it really, really big, so then already you have a three-way machloikis. However, if you're willing to close off a smaller area, so then already it's going to be more kuladik. Then the shittas are going to change. What are the shittas going to be? Rabbi Yehuda that said in the Mishnah that only a shayara can use a mechitza geruah is going to agree that up until Beis Sasayim, it's okay even for a yachid to use the mechitza geruah. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda, who said in the Mishnah that you can never use a mechitza geruah, is going to agree that if you want it for a small area, it's fine. One person or two people can use it up until Beis Sasayim. Three people can even use it up until six saw, that area. The point is, there is some limit, there is some amount that you'd be able to use. The Chachamim on the same sheet as Chachamim. The Chachamim say that it's always okay for a Yachid in the Mishnah. So obviously, if it's always okay, it's going to always be okay. But there was one other thing that we saw in the Mishnah, that in the Braisa, that wasn't in the Mishnah, that's important. And that is that even the Chachamim that said that you can use a Mechitza Geruah, however, an important tonight, you have to make sure that there isn't leftover area. There's no space that you don't need. If there's two besa of space that you don't need, that could be a problem, and that's something that the Gemara is going to discuss later. So keeping all these shittas in mind, Darish Rav Nachman Mishum Rabbeinu Shmuel. Rav Nachman said a drasha, and he quoted Rabbeinu Shmuel, Yochid, listen, he said that a Yochid that makes a mechitza geruah, he can get up until Beis Hasayim. Beis, if there are two people, Noislam Beis Hasayim. Gimel, if there are three people, Nasu Shayara, they become a Shayara. Then Noislam Beis Shesh, they get up to six. Now, whose sheet is this? It's Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. Freit the Gemara, Shavkis Rabban of Adas, Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. Why would Rav Nachman, in the name of Shmuel, had Paskin like Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda, not like the Chachamim? So the Gemara says, Hada Oikim Rabbi Nachman Amayr Ola. After Rav Nachman gave this drasha, he had somebody get up, and he had him retract what he said. V'darash, he said the following, Dvarim she'amarti lefneichem, this was the memo that he gave out. He said, this drasha that I gave you, tohi sein biyadi, he wasn't embarrassed. He said, I made a mistake. Bram kach omru, I'll tell you what the halacha really is. Yochid noisen le beis hasayim, shnayim noisen le beis hasayim, shloisha nasu shayara, v'noisen kol tzarkon. So one person, two people, that get beis hasayim, three people get called tzarkim. Zok the Gemara, Reish Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, v'sefer Rabbanim. Still not so gishmak, because the assumption is that Allah should be like the Chachamim. So in the Reish, he's paskening like Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, because the Yochid or Shnaim only get Beis Sasayim. It's true, the Sefer now is the Rabbanim. That's better, because in the Sefer he didn't say now up until six saw. Now he said you can have called tzarkim, which is the Chachamim Shita. Chachamim, you can always get called tzarkim. But so he fixed the Seifa. That was the retraction. But the Reish is still Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, yeah, the reason he held that way is because the Reish, Yochid, the Shnaim, Noislam, Beis Hasayim, wasn't only the Sheet of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. It was also Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda's father, Rabbi Yehuda's Sheetah. So it's Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda. It's not a Yochid v'Rabin. It's Shnaim v'Rabin. So here already, he was okay with it. Here he was comfortable, and that's why he paskin that way. The truth is, in other words, b'milu macherim, Rav Nachman paskin like Rav Yehuda. He held that one or two people can get only up until Sasayim, as it relates to a Shayara, like Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, b'Shayara, you actually get called Sarka. Zok de Gemara. Amar Rav Gidol, Amar Rav. Shloisha b'chamish asur. Rav Gidol, who was a famous Talmud of Rav, some of the more difficult sugyas and shas that are attributed to Rav was said over from Rav Gidol. This is not so hard. But Amar Rav Gidol, Amar Rav. Shloisha b'chamish asurim. If you have three people spending Shabbos in an area of five beis saw, it's a problem. B'sheva, if they're in a larger area, they're in seven beis saw mutar. Amrulei. So they went to Rav Gidol. They said, Amar Rav, halachic doesn't make any sense. Right? It's counterintuitive. If they're in three saw, it's fine. If they're in seven, the assumption is the larger the area, the more challenging it is to be makif with mechitzas. So the Gemara says, how could that be? So the Amar Luhus Rav Gidol said, Oyraisa Nevi Uksiv. He said, I swear on Torah Nevi Muksuvim on the whole Tanakh. Do Amar Rav Achi. This is what Rav said. Rav Ashi heard this. So he said, my kasha, I don't understand why everyone had such a problem with what Rav said. Maybe this is what Rav meant to say. If you have three people that spend Shabbos together and they needed six beisa, and they encircled an area of seven, they get the whole seven. Why? Because even though there's some extra space that they don't need, but how much extra space is a problem? Two beisa. Here it's only one. Being that it's only one, it's going to be fine. What Rav meant when he said chamish was loy hutzrichu elo lechamish. If all they needed was five, vehikifu b'sheva, then I feel b'chamish asum. Then even the five is not going to be good, because being that you have two extra beisa, you're going to end up with nothing. But the Gemara says, one second, elahadik tanu b'vachlo yehi beisa sayim panui my lav panim eodam. This halacha that you can't have two extra beisa, the Gemara assumes now. What does that mean? Shouldn't it mean that each individual gets two beisa? So if each individual gets two beisa, so if you have three people, whether they need five or they need seven, at the end of the day, we give them six. So if we give them six and it's seven, so then the halach is there's one extra. So if there's one extra, it should always be okay. So Gemara says, Loi panimi kalem. What it means, you now that I have two extra beisa, it doesn't mean you attribute two beisa for each person, but rather, practically speaking, how much space does the chevra need? So if they need three, then they have three. If they need five, they have five. They need six, they have six. But the point is three people won't necessarily mean they need six. You have to find out how much they actually need. And depending on how much they need, that's going to determine. That's what Rav said. If the three needed five and it was seven, it's going to be a problem. If the three needed six and it was seven, in that case, it's going to be okay. So, the Gemara Vayter. Just one ha'ara, actually, before we go Vayter. So, Rav Gidol's a Talmud of Rav. And Rav Gidol said, Rav said the following, Shloisha b'chamish asurim b'sheva mutar. You have a whole Gemara over here. What did he mean? Right, everybody got very excited about what Rav Gidol said. Doesn't make sense what Rav said. And Rav Gidol said, I swear, Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim, this is what he said. And then Rav Ashi came later, and Rav Ashi explained what Rav said. Again, when you understand the personalities of the Amiram, you could appreciate some of these Gemaras a lot better. Rav throughout Shas talks about the Milas Hashtika. The Rambam says, Amru Rav Talmud Rabbeinu HaKadosh Shaloi Sach Sich B'Teilo B'Kol Yomav. But not only that, he even said it when it came to learning. Rav said, La'olam yishana adam l'talmidai b'derech kitzar. It's a Gemara at the beginning of Pesachim. Rashi quoted it in Erev and Daf Beis Amud Aleph. But the point is, even in learning, La'olam yishana adam l'talmidai b'derech kitzar, Rav always spoke b'derech kitzar. So for Rav to talk this way, it makes a lot of sense. That Rav would say, Shloisha b'chamish asurim b'sheva mutarim, and everybody has to figure out what Rav meant. Yeah, this is Rav 101. Because Rav held the olam yishana adam l'talmidai. See, he taught his Talmud Rav Gidol b'derech kitzar. And everyone's trying to figure out what exactly he might have meant. Itmar. So the halacha is, again, if people are traveling and they're spending Shabbos on a Carmelist, they have to put up a mechitza. So a proper mechitza would have a shesi or erev. What if it's a shesi or an erev? So it's a mechitza geruah, hence a major machlokes tanaim, what the halacha is. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chacham. In the Mishnah, it sounded like the machlokes is one thing. Then we had a steer in Rabbi Yehuda and another steer in Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. So after further review, we had to edit and tweak a little bit what the machlokes really is. And the Gemara said, Rav Nachman, some say Rabbi Biber Abaya. But the bottom line is, we worked out the steers and we have three shittas. What's the halacha? So what came out was that Rav Nachman had said over in the name of Rabbeinu. So sometimes Rabbeinu is Rabbeinu HaKadosh, sometimes Rabbeinu is Rav. Rabbeinu in this Gemara is Shmuel. So Rav Nachman said over in the name of Rabbeinu Shmuel. Rabbeinu Shmuel said essentially the halacha is like the Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda as it relates to a Yachid and Shnayim. Yachid and Shnayim, they get up until base Sosayim. As it relates to a Shayara, they get called Sarka. That was the bottom line. So Tachlis, there's a difference if one person or two people are traveling versus if three people are traveling. Itmar. Shloisha umeis echa mehem. What happens if you have three people in the beginning of Shabbos, and lo yaleinu on Shabbos, one of them died? Or, fakert, shnayim, there were two people, then itais falayim, and somebody joined the group on Shabbos. So how do you look at it? Do you look at it as two, or do you look at it as three? Rafun of Rabbi Yitzchak was machlik, Rafun of Rabbi Yitzchak, Chadam, once at Shabbos, gay remes. That you look at what it was in the beginning of Shabbos. If in the beginning of Shabbos it was three, they're going to get called Sarkin. If the beginning of Shabbos is two, then they're going to only get based on the same.
Purim garment. No, you don't look at the beginning of Shabbos. You look at the people. And whatever the people is, that's what it's going to be. So it was a machlekes Rav Huna, Rav Yitzchak. But the Gemara doesn't know who held what. The time the Rav Huna who dama Shabbos garment. So the Gemara says, I bring you a raya. The Rav Huna is the one that said Shabbos garment. On my rabbi. Rabbi said, boy, Rav Huna, I once asked Rav Huna. Uba, Rav Huna, I asked the same question to Rav Yehuda. Irev derech HaPesach. If someone made an error before Shabbos, derech HaPesach. So there was a door that went from one chatzer to another chatzer, and he made an eruv chatzeros to combine the two doors. That's okay. Venistama Pesach, and then the Pesach was closed up on Shabbos. That's a problem. Because if the door is closed on Shabbos, you can't have a proper Ruvi Chatzeris anymore. Or Derech HaChaloyin. You made the Erev Derech HaChaloyin through a window. Venistama HaChaloyin. And the HaChaloyin got closed on Shabbos. Mahu, what's the halacha? Meaning, at the beginning of Shabbos, it was good, but now it's not good anymore. Va'amar li. And Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda said, Shabbos hoyo v'hutro hutro. That Shabbos, once an Erev is good in the beginning of Shabbos, is a major halacha. Once an Erev is good in the beginning of Shabbos, Shabbos hoyo v'hutro hutro. If it's good in the beginning of Shabbos, it's going to be good the whole Shabbos. Now, Rav Huna said this. So the Gemara says this time, this is a raya that Rav Huna holds that when it comes to Nyanei Erevin, you look at the beginning of Shabbos. So if the beginning of Shabbos it was two, it's two. The beginning of Shabbos it was three, it was three. The beginning of Shabbos it was a Ruvi Chatzeres, it's going to be in a Ruvi Chatzeres. So apparently it was a machloikis. Rav Huna, Rav Yitzchak. Chadama, chadama. We now know what Rav Huna held, which by proselytization means we know where Rabbi Yitzchak held. And that is, do you look at the Shabbos? What was it like in the beginning of Shabbos? Or do you look at the Diyoyer? You always have to recalculate and figure out how many people are there. So the Gemara says, at first glance, it would seem that this Machlekes Rav Huna Rabbi Yitzchak is Beplukta de Rabbi Yossi for Rabbi Yehuda Kamifli. It's Machlekes Tana. The time we learned to the Mishnah Chatzar, Shinev Sev Shnei Ruchai Sev, you have a Chatzar, and then on Shabbos, two of the walls of the chatzah were breached. V'chein bayis, or you had a house, and if it's a b'shteiru chayisif, two of the walls were breached. V'chein mavoy, shenit l'kareisif l'chayayin. Or you had a mavoy that had a proper lechi occurred in the beginning of Shabbos, but then on Shabbos it lost the kareisif, it lost the lechi. Mutarin lois the Shabbos. You don't have to worry about it for that Shabbos. V'asur l'asulavoy, it's going to be a problem. Meaning the next Shabbos, not l'asulavoy, l'asulavoy. The next Shabbos it's an issue, but for this Shabbos is an idea of hoyo v'hutro hutro. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Rabbi Yossi says, im mutarin lois the Shabbos, mutarin le'asulavoy. If it's good this Shabbos, then it's good next Shabbos. V'masurin l'asulavoy, and if it's not good next Shabbos, asurin l'asulavoy. What kind of business is this? Oh, once it was good at the beginning of Shabbos, so it's good. What do you mean? If something happened to it, it shouldn't be good anymore. So we have a machloikis tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, whether we say if something was okay in the beginning of Shabbos in the world of Erevin, does that mean it's good for the rest of Shabbos? So to Gemara, this machloikis Rav Huna and Rav Yitzchak, do you go past a Shabbos or not? Sounds like a machloikis. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Lema Rav Huna, Damek Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Huna, that said, you go past a Shabbos as it relates to your Eruv Chatzeros, where there's a hole in the wall that no longer is a hole. Or if there were three people, now it's two people, now there was three, he's going to shoot this Rabbi Yehuda, where Rabbi Yehuda says, Chatzah Shenifritza, or you lost the Lechi in the Kairan Shabbos, you don't have to worry. Rabbi Yisrael Tomek Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara says, no, you can be Mechalik. I'm Lecha Rav Huna, no, Dam Yefil Rabbi Yossi. I'm going even according to Rabbi Yossi. Adkalin come Rabbi Yossi Yossi. When Rabbi Yossi said, the Alacha, El the Lesnum the Mechitzah. Rabbi Yossi is talking about a much more chomer thing. Rabbi Yossi is talking about, you lost the Mechitzahs. Oh, you lost the Mechitzahs, that's a problem. Hach is the Mechitzahs. But over here, you didn't lose the Mechitzahs. Over here, you was people, or it was nitoisef people. So here it's different. For Rabbi Yitzchak, you'd say that's a faker tesvara. And no, the Amri Afilu Rabbi Yehuda. I can go even according to Rabbi Yehuda. I can come Rabbi Yehuda Hassan. When Rabbi Yehuda says, Allah el disnu l'di yirin. That's over there where there's no issue with people. But hach el disnu l'di yirin. But over here where the people change, meaning there's a svara to say that if the mechitzas change, it should be mochamer. There's a svara to say if the diyirin, the people change, it should be mochamer. The point is that even though from a high level it would seem the machloikis between Rav Huna and Rav Yitzchak is very much taller than the machloikis between Rav Huda and Rav Yossi, but if you dig a little bit deeper, there are svaras lachalik. So the Gemara says it's not muchach that our machloikis amayron is really a machloikis tanam. So in the Mishnah we had three shitas, but then at the very end there was a fourth. The chachamim moimrim echad mishnei dvarim. What does it sound like chachamim saying? Either Shasi or Erev. Either one is going to be okay. Which is essentially the other Shita Sachachamim. Faith Gemara Hainu Tanakama. Isn't the Chachamim and the Tanakama the same Shita? It could be Nayu. The Gemara says, no, there's a difference. Yachid B'Yishuv. What would be if you had a Yachid? Not a Shayara, but he's not even traveling. He's in the Yishuv. Would it work there? So Rashi says the first Tanakama, the first sheet that the Mishnah holds, that a Yachid would work, but only Dumya de Shayara. Shayara is when people are traveling. So if you're traveling, it's going to be okay. But if you're not traveling, it's not going to be okay. The Chachomim Shita is that Echad Mishnei Dvarim is enough for a Mechitza, whether you're traveling, whether you're not traveling, whether you're a Yachid, whether you're Shnayim, whether you're Shloisha, whether you want it to be Beis Osayim or Yoisami Beis Osayim.
time. The halacha is that it's always going to be, oh, okay, Zokta Mishnavayit, Arba Dvarim, Patru B'mach. So we're talking about people that are traveling, we're learning Erevin. So another halacha about travelers and Erevin. Arba Dvarim, Patru B'mach, there are four people, or four halachas that are Patr in the Machanah. So Rashi says, these aren't just any people that are traveling, but these are soldiers. Hayoytzis la-mulchama. So if somebody goes out la-mulchama, so there's four halachas that he's part of. Number one, mevi neitz mekamach. You could take wood from anywhere. Ordinarily, you can't just take wood from anywhere. You can't go into your neighbor's field and take wood. But if you're a fighter, you're going out for your country, so then the halacha is arba dvarim patru b'machina. One of them is mevi neitz mekamach. Number two, uptur merchitzas yidayim. You don't have to wash your hands before you eat. We'll see in the Gemara what that means. Umidmai, you don't have to give ma'isa from demai. Umilaariv, you don't have to make an erev. The Gemara is going to explain everything. Tanu rabbanu machne hayoytzas l'melchama harishos, a machne that was going out to melchemes harishos. Mutarim begezel eitzin yaveshim. They're allowed to steal, quote unquote, eitzin yaveshim. They're allowed to take dry wood from anybody. Meaning, you don't have to worry about gzela. It's something you're allowed to do. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema said, af chayne b'chamakam. They could even camp wherever they want. They can pitch their tents anywhere. Ubemakam shenergu, another halacha, that if a person dies at war, sham nikbarim, wherever he dies, that's where you're supposed to bury him. So this is a brisa that elaborates a little bit on the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, arba dvarim patru b'machina. All the Mishnah said, as it relates to the first one, was mevi'im eitzim mikamakim. So this is the more elaborate version of it. Number one, mutarim begezel eitzim yaveshim. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema added, chaynim bekamakim. And wherever they die, that's where they're buried. Zok de Gemara. Mutarim begezel eitzim yaveshim. The Gemara is going to explain not the Mishnah, but the Braisa. So the Braisa said that these soldiers, the troops, are allowed to take Eitzim Yevashim. Zok de Gemara, sounds like this is a special Chiddush for soldiers. Haitakanta di Yeshua Hava. This is an old Takana that predates the Mishnah. It goes back to the times of Yeshua Ben Nun. In fact, this Takana of Yeshua Ben Nun wasn't only instituted for soldiers, but it was really instituted for everybody. Yeshua Ben Nun, when he divided the land, he divided it ala Tanai. There were certain bylaws that he stipulated into Eretz Yisrael. And one of them was, that it should be okay for a person to allow his animal to graze in his friend's forest. Now, his friend's field is one thing, but the forest, what's the big deal? You're not going to cause him damage, so that should be okay. Additionally, is what we need. You're allowed to take wood from your neighbor's field. You can't take his crops, you can't take his corn, but if you want to take wood, that's okay. So he's always allowed to take wood. Wood is not gzela. What do you mean? How could it not be gzela? It was one of the tnayim of Yeshua ben Nun that it's not gzela. So why are we talking as if this is a chiddush machina hayoytzes lamochama? I thought this is always the case. So the Gemara says a few truths. Number one, you could say hasan behizmi behigi hakmasharetim. Maybe the takana of Yeshua ben Nun was only regarding like these inferior bushes, these biliga bushes. But maybe as relates to something a little bit more chashuv, maybe not of that halacha. Only by a machina hayoytzes do you have that halacha. Inami hasan b'mechubarim hakabatlushin. It could be Yeshua ben Nun's takana was only said where these wood were mechubarim. But if it's the tlushim, it looks like the owner of it actually wants them. Why did he cut them? He's going to use it. Maybe fire. I don't know. He's going to use it for something. So maybe there should be more chamer. Inami, thirdly, hasan belachem achiv yevashim. Maybe over there it's only okay if it's moist. If it's moist, it can't be used as firewood. It's not so functional. So maybe that's not so functional. Maybe over there it's going to be fine. But if it's yavish, it's dry, it could be used. Maybe it's not okay. And that's why this chidushim that a machna yoytze can use. Rabbi Ben Tema Omer, af chin b'chal makim, ubemakim shenehrogim, sham nikbar. Wherever the people die at war, that's where they were buried. Freitimar pshita, meis mitzvah. Isn't a soldier, someone that's out of war, doesn't he have a din of a meis mitzvah? Umeis mitzvah kainim mekaimai. We know that lacha. That a meis mitzvah is kainim mekaimai. Wherever you find a meis mitzvah, that's where you're supposed to bury the meis mitzvah. So the Gemara says, no, loitzricha, af agaf, de islei kaivrim. Who said just because someone dies at war, he's a meis mitzvah? It's very likely that'll be a meis mitzvah, but at the same time, it doesn't have to be a meis mitzvah. And the Tanya, and we know there's a braisa that defines a meis mitzvah. A meis mitzvah has a very specific definition. Is that a meis mitzvah? Kol she'in lo kairin. Someone who doesn't have any kairin. Kairin, what if someone has relatives that he can call, theoretically, before he died, and somebody would actually take his phone call, ain't that meis mitzvah? He wouldn't have a din of a meis mitzvah. So not anyone that dies out at war would necessarily have a din of a meis mitzvah. So the Gemara says, but Maya Skinner, where was it Negeya? This takana for the Machna Hayotze, it was Negeya in the event,
in the event that he really wasn't a meis mitzvah. We're assuming for sure that a meis mitzvah is kodem. If somebody finds a meis that's lying in a sratya, so when you're learning Erevin, you know what a sratya is. A sratya is a thoroughfare. So you're on a public area and you find a meis mitzvah. So mefaneuli min asratya, you should move it either to the right of the road, or to the left. Stay boris, stay near. What if there were two fields on the two sides? One was a field that there was nothing on, and the other one was a plowed. If I'm able to stay bored, put it on the empty field. Why ruin why bury a mace in a plowed field? Stay near, stays there. What if one was plowed and the other one was even planted? If I'm able to stay near, because it's the lesser of the two evils. What if they were exactly the same? If I'm able to then you could do whatever you want. But what do you see from here? You're moving the mace. This is a mace mitzvah. I might say mace. You found the mace. So lachur, if it's a mace mitzvah, so why are you even moving it? We're talking about with a mace, Rashi explains, was lying across the entire road. And if you're not going to move this mace, you're going to cause a lot of problems. For the Koyhanim, you're going to Ayin Shabbos, Lamed Gimel, and Lamed Aled, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and you're going to cause issues for people that are Oisik Betahiros. So to prevent that, we certainly allow you to move. Oh, once you're moving it, Mitoich, Shenitna Rishos, Lefanoit Zaymin Ametzer, Mifanei Lechad Ruch Sheyetzer. So then we try to be as practical as we can to determine where exactly you're going to move it to. So again, the Mishnah said, Arba Dvarim Patru B'machane. Number one, Mevi Meitzim, we just discussed that. Number two, Upturim Mirechitzas Yodayim. Zok de Gemara, Amr Abayo, Laishanu Alamayim Rishoinim. This that they're potter, they're only potter from Mayim Rishoinim. Avol Mayim Achroinim, Chayv. They're not potter from Mayim Achroinim. Amr Abchiba Rashim, Nei Ma'amr Mayim Achroinim Chayv. Why is Mayim Achroinim such a big deal? Why is it even an obligation? But Nishim Melach Sedoimus Yesh. Because a certain salt, Melach Sedoimus, Shem from the Yama Melach, Shem Same Esoinayim, which can cause a person to become blind, meaning it's very dangerous. And that's why the halacha is that when a person eats, once upon a time, there was no cutlery, no forks, no knives. You ate with your fingers, old school. And as a result, you may have melech sedoimus. You're going to put it in your eye. It could be a terrible sakana. So the Chachamim said that at the end of the meal, you have to wash your hands. Amar Abaya said, if you have a kurz worth of 30 sal, you have a kurz worth of salt, there's going to be one kairit, one grain of it is going to be melech sedoimus. Meaning it sounds like it's a little far-fetched. But it doesn't matter. Bottom line is, it's out there. Amalei Rav Acha, Bredi Rav, the Rav Ashi, what if somebody didn't eat? But he was counting salt. There too, do you have this halacha mayim achroinim? Amalei halami bayit. What kind of question is that? Of course, interesting. Mayim achroinim is not a din in eating. Mayim achroinim is not a din in benching. It's a din in salt. That after you drezach with salt, it's going to be a problem. So says the Gemara, that when the Mishnah says, Abad varim patru b'machane, and the second of the four is, uptur mirachitzas yadayim, it means you patur from mayim rishoinim. But you're still going to be obligated to mayim achroinim. What's the difference? It sounds like from the Gemara, the difference is, because mayim rishoinim is a mitzvah. Of course it's a mitzvah. Mayim rishoinim is also a chayvah. It's a mitzvah. But mayim achroinim is a sakana. And I think it's chamira sakanta meisura. So therefore, the chachamim are willing to look away from a question of an obligation, but or a mitzvah. But as it relates to mayim achroinim, which is mipnei melach sedoimis, just like we're worried about the one kairit that's in 30 sah of salt, we're certainly not going to allow this. This is just another example of where you find chamira sakanta meisura umidmai. The third thing was that soldiers are allowed to eat the mai. So what's the mai? If you buy peiros from an Amma Oretz, midairaisi, you're allowed to assume that the Amma Oretz gave Truma Maisers. He did everything he has to do. However, the Rabbanon were concerned. And therefore, the Rabbanon said, you have to be mafresh Truma Maisers. So ordinarily, if you would eat peiros without being mafresh Truma Maisers, tevel, isadairaisa, misas bezdin, misadidashamai, it would be very, very chomer. However, demai is only a dinder rabbanon, it's not as chomer, and you find a lot of kulos in demai. So one of the kulos in the demai is this halacha, that people that are yoitza lemachne, they don't have to be worried about that. In fact, this is a mishnah somewhere else. Machilin is oini in demai, you're allowed to give an oni demai, the eso achsanya demai. You're allowed to give the troops, you're allowed to give them demai as well. So it's literally the same halacha. Amra funa tano, b'shami yoimim ein machilin sani demai v'sachsanya demai. B'shami holds really it's not okay. B'silu yoimim machilin sani demai v'sachsanya demai. And obviously we're passing like b'sil. Finally, the fourth halacha was Arba Dvarim Patru B'Machane Umile Arif. They don't have to make an Arif. Amri Debe Ravyan. Loishan Wale Ruve Chatzeroys. This only means that they're Patr from a Ruve Chatzeroys. Avle Ruve Techumin Chayavet. Meaning, if a Ruve Chatzeroys, that, yeah. But a Ruve Techumin, no, that's going to be for sure something that they're going to have to comply with, even though they're out. The Tani Rab Chiya Loiken Alei Ruvit Chumin Dvar Torah. This is a very important line in Masechtas Erevin, but not for the part of Masechtas Erevin that we're learning now. We're learning Eruvi Chatzeros. We're learning Shetufei Mevayos, Kair and Lechi. We're discussing the sugyas of Mechitzos. When we learn the sugyas of Tchumin, this is going to be an important line because the Pashtus is that Tchumen is a din de Rabbana, not a din de Raisa. And here we have a one-liner tucked away. The Tani Reb Chiya, Loikin Alei Ruvit Tchumen Dvar Torah. So we'll get to that. But the point that the Gemara means now to say is that Ruvit Tchumen is a de Raisa. For de Raisa, we're not going to allow the troops to not have to keep this day right. So, Ruvi Chatzer is a dinder Rabbanon. That's going to be okay. Maskev, Rabbi Yoinis and Rabbi Yoinis asked the Kasha, V'chi Loikin Alav Sheba'al. He said, I don't understand why you're assuming that there should be a problem with a Ruvit Chumen. You're assuming it based on the fact that it's a Dairaisa. What's the Dairaisa? Dairaisa is a pasuk in the Torah, obviously, that has the word Al. What's the word Al? It says, Al Yetzei Ishmim Koimoi Bayom Ashvi. Now, this is in the parasha of the Mon. Again, we're going to get into this more when we learn the sugyas of Tchumen. But for now, this seems to be the Makar. And Rabbi Yonason said, Al is not like a real Makar. And it's certainly not a regular Loisase. So if it's not a real Loisase, so why are we making such a big deal? Maskev Rav Achav Yaakov asked Rabbi Yonason, El Miyato, what, you're suggesting that maybe Al is not like a regular Loisase? Tichsim, when the pasuk says, Al Tifnu Ala Oivais Vela Yudoinim. Of Oyven Yedoni fame. Hachin Amid Loy Loki. Are you going to tell me there's no Malchus? So the Gemara says like this. No, Rabbi Yonason, Hachin Kokashali. Lav Shinit and Lazarus Misas Bezdin. Vachal Lav Shinit and Lazarus Misas Bezdin and Loykin Olav. Meaning, how could Rabbi Chiya say Loykin Ale Ruvit Chumin Dvar Torah? And therefore, when the Mishnah says that the Chevra that go out to war, they don't have to worry about Erev, doesn't mean Eruv Tchumin, because Eruv Tchumin even get Malchus. How can you tell me you get Malchus Eruv Tchumin? All it says is Al. No, we don't mean all it says is Al. But Al is a Lav Shinit and Lazarus Misas Bezdin. And what of the times you don't get Malchus, even if you're over a loisase, is if it's a loisase shenit and Lazarus misas bezin. Meaning, not all loisases were created equally. Usually, if someone violates a loisase, he gets Malchus. But there are many examples of where you don't get Malchus. Alav shen b'maisa, alav shenit klase, alav shenit l'tashlumin. One of the examples where you don't get Malchus, or at least is discussed in Shas, is alav shenit and Lazarus misas bezin. Any loisase where it's possible, coulda, woulda, shoulda, it's possible, hypothetically, theoretically, to get Misas Bezin for violating this Loisase. That means the Loisase is Nitein Lazarus Misas Bezin, albeit in some situation. In a perfect storm, there would be Misas Bezin. The halacha is you never get Malchus for violating that law. And the Gemara's kasha is that Al Yetzei Yishmim Koimoi by Yoy Mashvi is an example of a lav shenitin Lazarus Misas Bezin. And being that it's a lav shenitin Lazarus Misas Bezin, you shouldn't get Malchus. Now, why would it be a lav shenitin Lazarus Misas Bezin? You don't get Misas Bezin for Tchumen. We look at Masechta Shabbos. You don't get Misas Bezin for Tchumen. Why would you be nitin Lazarus Misas Bezin? The teretz is because there's another Isser Shabbos that we learn now from this pasuk al Yetzei Yishmim Koimoi. And that is Haitzah. You're not allowed to carry Meshus HaYachel Meshus HaRabim Meshus HaRabim Meshus HaYachel on Shabbos. It's one of the Lamatas Malach. It's the 39th Malach. It's the Malach of Haitzah. How do you know it? It says, you learn from a Pasuk, Al Yetzei Yishmim Koimoi. And we learn from there, not Al Yetzei Yishmim Koimoi, but Al Yetzei Yishmim Koimoi. Thou shalt not carry. Now, if somebody carries on Shabbos, he would get Misas Bezin. So it comes out that Al Yetzei Yishmim Koimoi is Nitin Lazarus Misas Bezin. Because it's the Makar, it's the source for one of the Lamatas Malachas. So if it's the source for the one of the Lamatas Malachas, Savad, it's Nitin Lazarus Misas Bezin. So if it's Nitin Lazarus Misas Bezin, you shouldn't get Malchus again. What's the kasho? Reb Chiya said, Loikin Alei Ruvit Tchumen Dvar Torah. Why are we talking about Ruvit Tchumen? Isn't that later in the Masechta? Yeah, because the Mishnah said, Arba Dvarim Patru B'machana. One of them was Mille Arev. Arev doesn't mean a Ruv Tchumen because a Ruv Tchumen is a Dairaisa. How do you know it's a Dairaisa? Because you get Malchus. Right, the Gemara, I can accept the fact that it's a Dairaisa. But how do you get Malchus? Even if Al means Loisase, you know that because it says Al Tifnu Elo Oivois Vela Yudoinim. But it's Nitin Lazarus Misas Bezin because this pasuk is also the source for the Malach of Eitzah. Ravashi answered, no, because Miksev Al Yoitze Al Yoitze Ksev. At the end of the day, even though it's true, we learn from this pasuk the halacha of Haitzah, but the Pashup Shad is the halacha not of Haitzah, but rather of Techumen, and as a result, the Iker Loisase is not Nitin Lazarus Misas Bezin. Rather, it's for Techumen, it's not Nitin Lazarus Misas Bezin, and it's for that reason that you can get Malchus Exel. So just two Ha'arais, as it relates to today's daf.
The first story is we learned the Mishnah, second part of the daf. Arba dvarim patru b'machaneh. This four halachas, Rashi says, that hayoytzis l'molchama doesn't have to worry about. What are these four halachas? Number one, mevi'in eitzim mikol makom. They can take wood from anywhere. The Gemara clarified what type of wood. Uptur mirchitzis yadayim. They don't have to wash mayim rishonim. They still have to wash mayim achronim. Umidmai. They don't have to be mafresh meiser from the mai. Umela'arev. And they don't have to worry about eruvi chatzeris. Eruvi techumen, yeah. But eruvi chatzeris, that's not something they have to worry about. It's interesting, but this Mishnah is very, very much related to this week's parsha. This week's parsha is Parshas Kiseitze. And Parshas Kiseitze begins, Kiseitze la milchama aloivecha, unesona yashem aloikecha biyodecha v'shavisa shivyoi. If someone's going to go to milchama, what kind of milchama? Zog, Rashi and Chumash l'milchemes harishus. Like the Gemara said, Tanu Rabbana, machna yoytzis l'milchemes harishus, mutar begezel. Our Mishnah is talking about milchemes harishus. Kiseitze la milchama aloivecha, if someone's going to go on milchemes harishus, so says the Torah, v'shavisa shivyoi, v'ro'isa v'ashivye eshes yifas toyer, if you're going to capture an eshes yifas toyer, v'chashakta bo, you're going to like her, v'lokakta l'chalisha, and you have a whole parasha of eshes yifas toyer, where the Torah says that even though ordinarily, how could a yid take this non-Jewish woman as a wife? It doesn't matter, it's going to be okay. Why? The Torah was addressing the Yetzahara. Shemein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matira. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't be Matirit, Yisoena Be'isser. You're going to end up marrying a Be'isser. So Dibra Torah Keneged Yetzahara. And the Torah said that you could go ahead and violate not an Issa D'Rabbanon, not Mayim Rishonin, not a Ruvi Chatzeris and the Mai. This is an Issa D'Raisa. This is the first pasuk of the parasha. Ki seitzel amulcham aloivecha, unesonei Hashem aloikecha biyodecha, v'shavisat shivyot. The truth is that when Yidden went to war, even Melchemes Rishos, there were other Isurei Torah that went, that they didn't have to worry about. The Rambam in Hilchas Melachim, Perek Ches, Halacha Aleph, and Halacha Beis, says the Rambam, Chalutzei Hatzava, Chalutzei Hatzava. These are the Jewish soldiers. If they're going to enter the gvul, the territory of the goyim, they're going to conquer them. Mutter lahen lechol neveilois utreifois uposa chaziru kayoitze bayim rof. You're hungry. For like matzah mayoichal, you can't find anything else to eat. Ela macholis, it's fine. You're allowed to eat. V'chein shoyse yayin nesach. V'pia shmu alamdu. What's the makar? It's a gemara chulin daf yudzayin. We have rate bites on this when we learn masach tas chulin. Upata malayim kol tov. That we learn from there, even kadle de chaziri. That when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, the Pasuk says you're going to see Batim Lehem Kol Tov. You're allowed to eat whatever you want. Why? What do you mean you're allowed to eat whatever you want? How can you eat it? It's not kosher. So you see from here, Afilu Kadli the Chaziri was mutter. So the Rambam in Hilchas Malachim, Perek Ches Halacha Aleph, he brings the Halacha of Kadli the Chaziri. He brings this as a Halacha L'doiros. Chalutzei Atzavo, Kishayichnesu Begvul HaGoyim, Mutter Lehem Lechol Neveilois Utreifois Ubasa Chaziru Kayoitzaboy. Halacha Beis, V'chein Boyol Isha Begayusa. You can be Boyol Isha Begayusa as well and talk for Yitzroy. Avalo Yivaloisa, V'yay But the Rambam, when he brings the halacha of the Eishes Yifas Toyer, he brings it together with one other Gemara. And that is a Gemara in Chulin Daf Yud Zayin, the Gemara of Afilu Kadli the Chaziri. And the Rambam seemed to have seen it as being one. The Mechas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tov Rei Shlamid Beis makes the diuk that you see the Rambam put the halacha of Kadli the Chaziri together with the halacha of Eishes Yifas Toyer. And you see from there that they're one and the same. That just like Eishes Yifas Toyer is Leidibra Toyer Ela Keneged Yetzahara, so too there was a Leidibra Toyer Ela Keneged Yetzahara, and the Toyer allowed a Yid to go ahead and eat Machalos Asuras. Just to bring out the point. Listen to Lishtoine Azov Shalachasam Soifer in the Sech de Schulin Dap Yudzayin Amar Aleph in the Sugi of Kadli de Chaziri. The Nirim Mizeh, he's referring to the Rambam. The Sfirale Misvara, the Chat Haimel Litravayo. The Loidibra Torah Elo Keneged Yetzahara. There's an idea of Loidibra Torah Elo Keneged Yetzahara. That's the reason for the Eishes Yifas Toyer that everybody knows. That's Rashi and Chumash right in the beginning of Parshas Kiseitze. But that's also the reason for Kadli de Chaziri. Meaning there's an understanding that when a person's fighting, there's the Yetzahara, Brent, and if you don't allow the person to eat, then it's going to be a problem. So the Torah said, there's no halachas of macholos asuros. There's no lachas of bias asuros. I mean, obviously, you have to follow the Shulchan Aruch of Yifas Toyer and even of Kadli de Chaziri. But the point is, we learned the Mishnah. We learned the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says, Arba Dvarim Patru B'machana. This is all on a rabbinic level, on a deraisa level, of being matir, Ishis Yifas Toyar, that's a parish in the Torah. We'll be matir Kadli the Chaziri, that's a sugi in Chulin, Daf Yizayin, Amad Aleph, and the way the Rambam puts them together in the beginning of the eighth perek, in the beginning of the eighth perek of Hilchas Malachim. But there's one ha'ara, and then we'll move over to the second rabbi. And that is that the halach of Yifas Toyar, Rashi says, is Melchemes HaRishos. Right, Rashi said in our sugi as well. We're talking about Melchemes HaRishos. We're talking about Melchemes HaRishos. We know that when the Yidden used to fight a war, so there was a Meshuach Melchama, he was the chief of staff, and he would get up and he would rally the troops. He would give them a motivational speech. You need to be motivated before you go out and fight. But he would also determine who was going to fight and who was not going to fight. Meaning, not every person, if somebody was newly married, Yishon HaRishon, he goes home. You just built a new house, you go home. You just planted a vineyard, you go home. The Pasuk continues, and the Pasuk says, Umiho ish ha-yorei v'racha levav. If somebody is a yorei, he's a racha levav, he too, the Pasuk says, yelech, yelech v'yoshev lebesai. And this machlik is tanom, exactly what that means. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yosef agree, you know what it means? Who's the yorei v'racha levav? It's someone that's afraid of Averu Shabiyadah. This person's afraid of the Averu Shabiyadah. And because of the Averu Shabiyadah, he's afraid. That person should go home. The Gemara says not just that. Even if the person was soch, ben tfilo l'tfilo, he once spoke between putting on his tefillin shal yad and his tefillin shal resh, right? You're not supposed to speak. So he spoke between his tefillin shal yad and tefillin shal resh. Even that's a reason for him to be yelech v'yoshev l'beisai. So this, who went to war? Who went to war? The Yorei, Dafka the Choshev, because the Yorei the Rachleva went home. You talk about Tzaddikim Gedoyim. You know, there's a story that's told that in communist Russia, the Maskila once made a play of how the Jews would fight a war. And they had this skit, and a bunch of people are lined up, and they're all soldiers, and you know, they look like rabbis, and they're supposed to go out and fight. And all of a sudden, the Meshuach Muhammad gets up, and he says, oh, anyone that just got married, go home. And 20 people left. And whoever just built a house should go home. 50 people left. And whoever just planted a vineyard should go home. Another 150 people left. And then he said, anyone that's afraid, and they left. And he said, anyone that ever spoke between Phil and Shad, Phil and Shad, they played out this whole thing. There were two people left. And the two people were the Chofetz Chaim and Reb Chaim Moshe. This was the play that the Maskilim put up. So someone told the Chofetz Chaim the story. He told them what happened, that they were making Chayzik of the Yidden. So the Chofetz Chaim said, that's very nice. It's very nice what they did, but they left out the punchline. The punchline is that the Chofetz Chaim Reb Chaim Moshe won the war. That's the part that they left out. But this is how the Yidden went to fight. Who went to fight? It was Reb Chaim Moshe and the Chofetz Chaim. That's who was fighting. That's who's going out, and that's who's fighting. Now, the truth is, this is only true with Melchemes HaRishos. Because Melchemes Mitzvah, the Gemara says, Afilu Chosem Mechupasa Vekala Mechupasa. Even they used to go fight. But the Melchemes HaRishos, it was the Chofetz Chaim and Reb Chaim Moshe. And here you have a Rashi in Chumash. Loidibra Torah Ela Keneged Yetzahara. You can eat Nevelis and Trefis. Your fast Torah is Mutter. Why? Because Loidibra Torah Ela Keneged Yetzahara. Who are we talking about? Who's fighting the war? It's the Chofetz Chaim and Reb Chaim Moshe. That's who's fighting. And still there's an idea of Loidibra Torah Ela Keneged Yetzar. It's fascinating. You see the Koyach of the Yetzahara, and Yar the Torah L'Soiv Daitai, that even a Tzaddik Yisoydoilo, but at the end of the day, there's something called the Yetzahara. And if there's something called the Yetzahara, and this is at war where there's no atheist in a foxhole, even then you have to be concerned that even the Chofetz Chaim and Reb Chaim Moshe, there's an idea of Loidibra Torah Ela Keneged Yetzahara. This is the first Torah. The second Torah is the Gemara brought the Pasuk that says, Al Yetzei Ishmim Koimoi. And Al Yetzei Ishmim Koimoi, the Gemara said, is a pasuk, this is a makar, this is a source to the halacha of Techumen. But the Gemara says, we really learned something else from Al Yetzei Ishmim Koimoi. And that is, Al Tikri Al Yetzei Ishmim Koimoi, rather Al Yotzi Ishmim Koimoi. And that is, you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. Meaning, this pasuk is a source, this pasuk is a makar for the Isser Hoitzah, that you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. Now, the truth is that we know that the Lamites Melachos have no psukim, they have no Mekairis. How do you know the Lamites Melachos? Whatever was considered a Melacha Chshuv in the Mishkan, so that goes down as being one of the Lamites Melachos. If it was in the Mishkan, it's a Melacha. If it wasn't in the Mishkan, then it's not going to be a Melacha. So why do we have a Mekar? Why do you have to have a source? So Tos asks the Kasha right here, in Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. And Tos asks the Kasha,
in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, and Tosfos says the reason is because Hitzah is a Malacha Geruah. And being that Hitzah is a Malacha Geruah, it's for that reason, even though for the other 38 Malachas we don't need Psukim, but for the Malacha of Hitzah, without a Pasuk, you wouldn't know Hitzah. The fact that there was Hitzah in the Mishkan wouldn't do anything for me, because it's a Malacha Geruah. And being that it's a Malacha Geruah, I wouldn't know the Halacha. But because of the fact that I have a Pasuk, that's why we know the Halacha. But Tosfos asks another Kasha. Tosfos says that in the beginning of Perek HaZoyrek in Masechta Shabbos, Shabbos Tav Tzadik Vav Amud Beis, the Gemara said, how do you know that there's Hoytzah? Hoytzah gufa heche ksiva. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, and I'm Akra. And Rabbi Yochanan wrote a pasuk. The pasuk says, Vayetzav Moshe vayeviru kol b'machne lemar ish v'isho al yasu oid melocha l'trumas ha-kodesh vayikoleha mehavi. Then Moshe Rabbeinu made an announcement and he said that nobody should bring. No, we are no longer accepting any donations. We were, but not anymore. It says the Gemara, this was on Shabbos, and really what he meant to say was, is that you're not allowed to carry from your house and bring me, because you're going to be going from Rishus HaYachat to Rishus HaRabim. This is the Makar Toitzah. So, Freik Toitzah Kasha. Okay, we established that you need a Makar, that you need a source for the Malacha of Toitzah. It's one of the Lamatas Malachas, because it's a Malacha Guru. But we have a Makar. The Gemara brought a different Pasuk. Vayikoliyah Me'avi. That's the Pasuk. And here we have Al Yetzah Yishmim Koimoy, Al Tikri Al Yetzah Yishmim Koimoy, El Al Yetzah Yishmim Koimoy. This is Toitzah Kasha. And Toitzah over here again, the last Toitzah in the first parak of Masechta Zeirvin, Daf Yizayin Amadeus, and it's also Tosfos in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Tosfos says, no, you need two psukim. You need two psukim. You need one pasuk to teach me that there's a malacha of Hitzah, and you need another pasuk to teach me that there's a malacha of Hachnasa, or Tosfos Lashon. Chad lo Hitzah as Ani, v'chad lo Hitzah as Balabayis. And if I wouldn't have two psukim, I would know Hitzah from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. But I wouldn't necessarily know from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. So what I need is a pasuk to tell me, Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, that the balabayas, the usher, who's in his house, is not allowed to carry and bring something to the Rishus HaRabim. And I have to know that the ani, who's outside, is not allowed to bring something inside. Hachnasa. And why do I need two pasukim frei Tosfos? One pasuk. Alo Rishayna manu mitzarim. I need two. The Teretz is the same thing. Mishum the Hitzah Malacha Geruhi is Itzterich, not one positive, but Trey Kroy. I need two psukim. I need the positive I call it on my Havi. That's Shabbos Sadik Vav on the base. And I need the positive of Al Yetzi Shmim Kami Al Tikri Al Yetzi El Al Yotzi. That's the Gemara right here in Erevin, Dav Yud Zayin on the base. So being that we're learning the Sugis of Erevin, the Sugis of Hitzah, so just one Ha'ara as it relates to the Malacha of Hitzah, specifically this idea that Chazal needed a pasuk to teach me Hitzah as it relates to the Ani and Hitzah as it relates to the Balabais. The first Mishnah, Masechta Shabbos, Yitzias HaShabbos, Shtayin Shein Arba Befnim, V'Shtayin Shein Arba Bechos. It's a complicated Mishnah. And the Mishnah goes on and to say that a person can violate the Malach of Eitzah in two ways. Either the Balabayas can violate the Malach of Eitzah, or the Ani can violate the Malach of Eitzah. What does it mean, Balabayas and Ani? The point is, Balabayas is usually inside his house. The Ani is outside his house. Meaning, rather than the Mishnah just telling us the halachas of Eitzah v'achnasa, the Mishnah told us the halacha in a somewhat dramatic fashion. That there was a Balabayas, he's the shiny yid, he's inside his house, an Ani and Araman came to him, he's knocking on his door, he's asking him for something. If the Balabayas would take something from his house and give it to the Araman, so it's Eitzah. If the Araman would take his basket and put it inside, then and bring it out, that would be achnasa. The point is that there's a halacha of Eitzah, there's a halacha of Achnasa, Shtayin Shein Arba Befnim, Shtayin Shein Arba Bechutz, but the Mishnah chose to tell it to us in the context of a Bala Bayis and in the context of an Ani. Rabbi Vadya Bar Tanura, the Rav, on the first Mishnah, Masechta Shabbos, says, I don't understand. Why is the Mishnah talking about an Ani and an Asher? An Ani and a Bala Bayis. Just tell me the halacha is straightforward. I mean, if anything, it complicates the Mishnah a little bit. Just tell me the halacha. Someone standing inside, someone standing outside. Says the Rav, Ulahachim Naka Toitsa Balashan Ani Va'asher, the Agav Arche Kamashu, because the Mishnah does this very often. Just like the first Mishnah Masechta's Brachis was Agav Arche Kamashmalan, that first night, then day, Vahi Erev, Vahi Boiker, that's why it's Me'emus Akkarin Shema Be'arvin Divi Rav Eliezer. It's not Me'emus Akkarin Shema Be'shachris. The first Mishnah in Shabbos is also teaching me a halacha. Agav Arche Kamashmalan. What's the Agav Arche? The mitzvah Baba Vera Asura. Wow. You know what's coming to teach me? That even though it's a mitzvah, Baba Aveira,
even though it's a mitzvah of Aveira, you would have thought you're doing a mitzvah. You're giving tzedakah. You're doing such a beautiful thing. So maybe you're right. You're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. But for the Baal HaBayis to give the ani, that's not some reckless itzah. That's a mitzvah. Kamash Malon? I don't care it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of Aveira. And if it's a mitzvah of Aveira, this is going to be an issue. The Tosfos Yontif asks a bumba kasha. He asks a bumba kasha on the Rav. But before the Tosfos Yontif, just a brief hakdama. There's a tshuva from the Ksav Sofer. It's in Shailos Tshuvos Ksav Sofer Erechayim. It's Simin Memches. And the Ksav Sofer brings the Tosfos Yontif's kasha that we're about to mention. But he has a little bit of an introduction. He says that ubesoif hakayetz, kishayisi be'ir moladetoy shal abba ma'ira goyla bekilu kedosha Frankfurt Main. He said he was in the city that his father, the Chassam Sofer, was born in, which was Frankfurt. The Chassam Sofer was from Frankfurt. Eventually, the Chassam Sofer ended up becoming the Rosh HaKol, the Rosh Yeshiva, the Rav of Presburg. But he started off in Frankfurt. So the Chassam Sofer said it was during the summer, and I was in Frankfurt. And the reason I went to Frankfurt was l'shtateach al kivroi zikni v'ziknosi zal. I wanted to daven by my Zayda and by my Baba's kever. The kivrei atzadikim goyne ador zeichet tzadik levrochem menuchasim kovet. So when I was there, I met somebody. I met the ish Rav Paulim, Rav Chanina v'chizdo nichba v'shua. He mentions his name. His name was Rab Leib Rab. And Rab Leib Rab came and he gave me a gift. You know what the gift was? It was a set of Shishei Sidrei Mishnah, Me Rabbi Da Abba, from my father's Rabbi, Isha Lekim, Kodesh V'chosich HaBekohuna, Agoyin Rab Nosson Adler Zatzal. So he said, I got a gift. The gift was, I was given as a gift, a Shishei Sidrei Mishnah, from Rab Nosson Adler. So I'll tell you something very interesting. In the Minhagim of the Kesav Sofer, so we've quoted often the Minhagim of the Chassam Sofer, but it's the Minhagim of the Ksav Sofer as well. So this is in the Minhagim of the Ksav Sofer. They bring that every Fartogs on Friday night, the Ksav Sofer used to wake up. Ksav Sofer used to wake up in the middle of the night and he used to learn Mishnayis. He would learn Mishnayis Shabbos and Mishnayis Erevin. They bring that when he would wake up middle of the night, there was always a rotation where he would have some of his Talmidim wake up with him. Why? Because there was no electricity in the times of the Ksav Sofer. As a result, they had to learn La'ir HaNer. And we know that Lacha, La'yikr La'ir HaNer, Shemayata. But the Gemara says one person is La'yikr La'ir HaNer. Shnayim, yeah. Why? Kivin the Rabbi, Mitkur Adadi. So if it's two people, it's not going to be a problem. So the Ksav Sofer had a rotation. So he would wake up in the middle of the night, on Shabbos morning, and he would always wake somebody up with him. And what would he learn? He would learn Mishnayis of Shabbos, and he would learn Mishnayis. He would learn Mishnayis Shabbos, and he would learn Mishnayis Erevin. They bring here that he said that he used to say as follows: "V'rogel hoyoloimer mitainu gazet lamid ba'shmiris to wake up early Shabbos morning. The lishtois kava." This is the Ksav Sofer. Said to wake up early Shabbos morning, fatugs, while it's still dark outside, when it's still a problem of la yikra la ira ne, gzera shemayata, and to sit and drink coffee, veleshev achakach lumoy bedeyet slula, and to be able to think with a clear mind, mitainu godol azeh einon yoydem apoyshem uma. He says, all the poyshem, all the bali avera, this is a tainuk that they're missing out. Vecholin yoneim la yishvula. They go ahead and they're running after taivas. All the taivas they have don't compare to this taiva. What was this time? What was the geshmak in the Ksav Sofer to wake up early Shabbos morning while it's still in the middle of the night and to sit and learn Mishnayis Shabbos and Mishnayis Erevin and to learn it drinking a coffee? I think it could be Meisit and learn it from the Mishnayis of Rav Nosson Adler. Right, he was learning from Mishnayis from the Helik Rav Nosson Adler's Mishnayis. But either way, so going back to the Tshuva, this is the Shailos Tshuva Ksav Sofer and this is Simin Memches. So he brings that he sat down and he was going through Rav Nosson Adler's Mishnayis and he said it was loaded with Hagoyos and Tzorich Iyuns, that's what he writes, on the side. It was mamash loaded with raid on the side of the Mishnah. It's unbelievable, right? It'd be worth a lot of money. So it was mamash loaded. So he says he's going through the Mishnayis, and he saw that on this Rav Bar Tanuro, the Tos Yontif asks Akasha, and on that Tosis Yontif, Rav Nosson Adler said Tzorich Iyun, and the Ksav Sofer goes on to explain, I'm going to explain to you what was Tzorich Iyun, what the Rav Nosson Adler didn't understand about the Tos Yontif's Akasha.
So what was the Taisyantav's kasha? He asked a bumba kasha. He said that the Rabbi Tanur said, I don't understand. The first mission of Masech the Shabbos, Shnayim Shein Abra Bifnim, Shnayim Shein Abra Bechot, say, Anani, and Anani, why are we talking about Anani and Anasha? Why are we getting so technical? Simple, one person standing inside, the other person standing, it has to be Anani and Anasha. So the Rabbi Tanur said, no. V'hochi nakat eitzah b'lash Anani v'asha, the agav urchei kamashmulon, there's a chiddush derech agav, the mitzvah haba ba'aveiro asur v'chem. That even though you're doing a mitzvah, so you would have thought that being you're doing a mitzvah, maybe it's okay, kamash mulan, that even though you're doing a mitzvah, it's not going to be okay. On this, Rav Bar Tanur, afraid to toys his yontif, a bombakasha, from a shitas Rabbi Yeshua in Shas, that's mentioned in a few places. We saw this most recently at the very end of Perek Rabbi Eliezer the Mila. If you remember, there was a machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. What happens if there's a moil that has to do two bris milas? One mila is going to be on Shabbos, and the other one's going to be on Sunday. Or one's on Friday, one's on Shabbos. And he mixed up the two babies. He did the Sunday bris on Shabbos. So the question is, obviously. So, is he chayiv chatas, or is he not chayiv chatas? Rabbi Shua says a chiddush, he's not chayiv chatas. This person does not have to, what do you mean? Why is he not chayiv chatas? Bris mila involves chol Shabbos. Narvos, b'yei mashmini yim b'sar Allah, so he's doicho. Over here, you are mekayim mitzvahs mila. So if you are mekayim mitzvahs mila, so it comes that you violated Shabbos. If you violated Shabbos, you did b'shoigig, you got confused, so it should be okay. The reason is, says Rabbi Yeshua, in the end of paragraph of the Ezad Amila, it's because this moil was torut. When he got confused, why did he get confused? Because he was having a hard day? Because he was a little tzimished? No, he was doing a mitzvah. He was torut bidvar mitzvah. And when a person is torut bidvar mitzvah, if you're doing a mitzvah and the mitzvah throws you off a little bit, so the halach is you don't bring a carbon chatas if you end up doing an aveira b'shoigig. An aveira b'shoigig, where you're a torut bidvar mitzvah, now halach is, does not bring a carbon chatas. It's a freak to Toysus Yontif. The Mishnah says, Yitzias HaShabbos, Shnayin Shenabri B'fnim, Shnayin Shenabri B'chutz. And then it gets involved. If you're going to be Chayiv, if you're going to be Potter. And what does Chayiv mean? Rashi says, Chayiv means Chayiv Chatas if you do a B'shoigig. Freak to Toysus Yontif. If this person wasn't just carrying frivolously, he was a gazir, he was an usher, he was a balabas that was giving money to an ani. That means he was Mekayim the Mitzvah Tztaka. If he was Mekayim the Mitzvah Tztaka, then he was a Torah B'dvar Mitzvah. If he's a Torah B'dvar Mitzvah, like Rabbi Yeshua, you're not Chayiv Chatas. We paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti, we never paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. So if we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, that a Torah B'dvar Mitzvah doesn't bring a Chatas. And our Mishnah, the first Mishnah, Shabbos Daf Beis Amud Aleph is talking about a Yid who was torud bidvar mitzvah. How do you know that? Because lahachi nakat asher v'ani, says the Rav Bar Tanura. Because agav ruchi kamashmon, that he's doing a mitzvah, doesn't matter, he's still not allowed to be mechal Shabbos. But l'chayr, if he was torud bidvar mitzvah, he shouldn't be chayv chatos. So you want to tell me b'meizah you'd be chayv skila? I hear. Karis? Yeah, but chatos is a din in chatos that says that if you're tarbid var mitzvah, you're part of the chatos. On this Toshis Yontif, Kasha, Rav Nosson Adler says Sarachim. So what exactly he means, Ayin Sham. You have to go through the tshuva. It's tshuva's ksav soifer simen memchas. But at the very end of the tshuva, we'll end with this. The ksav soifer says, Umei oza marti b'chidushi ha-godesh shali b'yish of kushas ha-toysus yantav. He said, I once wanted to say a terrorist to the toysus yantav's kasha. So he says, there's two types of people that give tztokah. He said, there are people that give tztokah and they give it b'tzina. They give it shtilahet. He says, then there are people that give tztokah and they do it b'farhesia. He says, they do it in a more public way. He says, both of them are kind of mitzvah of tztokah. There's no question. He says, I'm not getting involved in that, says the Ksav Soifer. Tztaka is tztaka, and the schoolers of tztaka, that's not the point. But at the same time, he says a person that gives tztaka b'tzina, when he's busy giving tztaka, what's on his mind? He said, probably he's a tarid b'mitzvah tztaka. He said, when a person gives tztaka b'farhesia, he's mekayim the mitzvah, but what's he thinking? Probably thinking about his COVID. He's doing it with Farhesia. He's going to get a lot of COVID right now. So he's not torah in the bar mitzvah. He's torah in his COVID. So the Ksav Soifer said, it always bothered me. He says, Achvashteinish, this other man came to the Balabayas. He's knocked on his door. It's Shabbos. He said, can I have a little bit of bread? What the Balabayas told him? Wait outside, and I'm going to get it for you. Shtayim shenabri b'fnim, shtayim shenabri b'chutz. He did that kira, he did that nocha, he did that kira, and that nocha. Fake the Ksav Soifer. Why didn't he invite him into his house? You could have avoided one of the most complicated Mishnayas in Shas. The first Mishnah in Shabbos, not an easy Mishnah. Bring him inside. Why are you giving him the food outside? He says, you know why? Because you want to give tztaka b'farhesia. You want, your neighbors to see, right? You want everyone to see what's going on. Oh, you want it to be before Hesil? You're not tarred with Bar Mitzvah. You're tarred in your covet. Oh, you're tarred in your covet. You don't have the halacha of tarred. Yeah, tarred with Bar Mitzvah. Taka wouldn't have to bring a karvachatas. He said, but it sounds to me like this guy went out of his way to do it before Hesia. He's a tarred in covet. If you're tarred in covet, sending Sav Seifer, it's for that reason. It's for Yoshua the Taisyantav Skasha. That's why you'd be Chayiv Chatas.